It's Monday, September 3rd, 2018. Thanks for tuning into this special Let's Hear from the Ladies episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
We favor the simple expression of the complex thought. We are for the large shape because it has the impact of the unequivocal.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a dancey way to start off this year episode of The Sounds of My Head. It's a special Let's Hear from the Ladies episode. That's right, this whole episode is going to be bands with female leads. Now, they're not going to be entirely female. A lot of these bands are all female, but there's dudes in some of these bands, but it's always with female vocals. So we're just going to be hearing from the ladies, so to speak. We started things off right there from Athens, Greece, Marshu, I think it's maybe how you say the name. That was their new single, Destroy Me If You Can, and a very dancey version of it. I think there's different mixes, but that one was pretty dancey and pretty awesome, and I thought a pretty good way to start an episode. Okay, up next from Brisbane, Australia, Hatchy. That's the next band we're going to hear. We're going to hear a couple songs, Try and Sleep, both off her Sugar and Spice EP. And this is basically like if the Cocteau Twins were a band now, that's kind of what Hatchy sounds like. Because there's definitely echoes of the Cocteau Twins here in Hatchy, that's what I'm going to say. So without further ado, Try and Sleep. Right now on this special, let's hear from the ladies episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Happened barely, sleep.
right, let's catch up. After Hatchie back there, we heard Many Voices Speak from Stockholm, Sweden. Many Voices Speak just released a brand new record. It's called Tank Town. The two songs we heard from it were Necessaries and Chances. Both great songs. Kind of the opposite of Marshu, frankly. The opposite of Dancy. But great songs. And I really love Many Voices Speak, so wasn't going to pass up an opportunity to put them on the show now that they got a new release. Then, after Many Voices Speak, we heard Red Red Eyes from the UK. We heard their song Untold, which I picked up as a single like last year or something, but then just realized when I was preparing to do this show, they've released a whole album now that has that single on it. So I haven't listened to the album yet. I don't know. It's probably good, though, considering how good Untold is. So maybe in a future episode, you'll hear more from Red Red Eyes. Okay, up next, we're going to change gears away from all this modern day kind of music. We're going to listen to some old stuff. We're going to hear the Kasoy Sisters from New York City. Now, the Kasoy Sisters, let me tell you a little story about the Kasoy Sisters. So the Kasoy Sisters are twins, which I'm fascinated by twins. I think twins, it's just like so cool to me. I love twins. And if you haven't seen Three Identical Strangers, I think it might still be in theaters. You should definitely go see it. It's really good. Unrelated, though, to the Kasoy Sisters. Sorry. I just like twins. So the fact that the Kasoy Sisters are twins, pretty cool just out of the gate, because twins are fascinating. They're identical twins. So when they were like 17 in the 1950s, they recorded an album of murder ballads, basically, which they were just really, they were from New York City, so they're not like from Appalachia or something, but they were just obsessed with these crazy murder ballads from like the, you know, turn of the century, because they are fascinating. I'm not going to get into the whole history of murder ballads, but they're crazy and awesome that was ever a thing. It makes contemporary life where, you know, gangster rap or whatever gets criticized. It's like, hey, they were murder ballads once, but, you know, but anyway. So they recorded a whole album of these murder ballads, and a lot of them are kind of traditional songs, but I was looking at the lyrics and I feel like the ones the Kasoy Sisters recorded, they're like even darker and more effed up than the mainstream versions of Bowling Green or whatever you might have heard before. Anyway, so yeah, they did a recording though of I'll Fly Away, which is a great song. It sounds just really nice and friendly, but it's actually about like someone preferring to die than rot in prison. They recorded a version of that song. A version of it got given to the Coen brothers. And so they put a version of I'll Fly Away into Oh Brother, Where Art Thou by the Kasoy Sisters. And one of the Kasoy Sisters is like in a movie theater. She's watching the movie and her song comes on. She has no idea because, you know, record company, they like licensed the song, whatever. It somehow just like made it into the movie without the Kasoy Sisters ever knowing that they'd even had the rights licensed by this movie. So she's just like, whoa, my song's in this movie. This song that I recorded when I was 17 in the 50s. It wasn't on the soundtrack, weirdly. They did a cover of it by Gilliam Welch and whoever else, I forget. Anyway, the soundtrack had I'll Fly Away on it, but it wasn't the Kasoy Sisters version. Subsequently, they re-released the Kasoy Sisters songs, so you can actually get them. And then more recently, the Kasoy Sisters recorded like a whole new album, and they do still manage to kind of achieve similar sound to their youthful voices, but you know, it's been 50 years, so they're not 17 anymore. That's all to say, we're gonna hear three songs by the Kasoy Sisters, because I'm pretty into it, and I love I'll Fly Away. Their version of I'll Fly Away is so good, so we're gonna hear that, and then we're gonna hear Down in a Willow Garden, and then we're gonna hear What Will We Do with the Baby. And these songs are so dark. I mean, they're just, it's really, it, I don't know. All you can do is laugh at how dark it is, because it's just like pretty funny. So here we go. The Kasoy Sisters, I'll Fly Away, Down in the Willow Garden, and What Will We Do with the Baby? All from the recording Bowling Green and Other Folk Songs from the Southern Mountains by the Kasoy Sisters. Right now, on this special Let's Hear from the Ladies episode of The Sounds in My Head. Oh,
my true love did not know. And there I poisoned that dear little girl down under the banks below. I stabbed her with my dagger, which was a bloody knife.
Now for something completely different.
Yeah. not my style. I don't need a screen to get my point across. I don't need a yell to know that I'm the boss. That is my choice, and this is my voice. You can tell that to the boys.
You can tell that to the boys.
You can tell that to the boys.
Thank you.
right, let's catch up one last time. After the Kasori sisters back there, we heard Bleached from Los Angeles doing their song For the Feel. That's a bit of a rerun. I played that on the show before when it was new 4 years ago. But I really wanted to put on something like that. I was thinking about that song, and I was like, you know, I should put something like For the Feel on this Let's Hear from the Ladies episode. There isn't anything rockin'. I want something like Bleached on there. And like Bleached hasn't released anything new recently, and like I couldn't find anything that was as good. And I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna put For the Feel on, because I love that song. So that was a very Ramones-y For the Feel. Came off the For the Feel EP, and it's awesome, and I love it, and I could listen to it a billion times, which you probably have. Okay, after that, we heard Molly Birch from Austin, Texas, doing her song To the Boys. She released it as a single. It comes off her forthcoming album, which is probably going to be good. Then we heard, just before I started talking, Steady Holiday, also from Los Angeles, doing Mothers off her new Nobody's Watching album. And it's, I was a little I liked her last record better. I don't know. This one's, maybe it'll grow on me. But Mothers seemed like a great track. There was another song, maybe it was the title track, I contemplated putting up. But anyway, I just settled on Mothers. It's pretty good. Okay, we're going to finish up this here episode of the show with the D-Revolutions from Boston, Massachusetts. We're going to hear a cover of a classic bossa nova song by Antonio Carlos Jobim that they have just recently released a wonderful cover of. I think it's a delightful song. So without further ado, the D-Revolutions with Aqua de Bieber right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Plasticale by Haley Bonaire, Carpenter Arrival by Cat's Eyes, Solar Gap by Hens, and Tiny Rose in the Snow, also by Haley Bonaire, is what I'm talking over right now. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, where you will also find links to where you can follow me on social media, which is a great way to contact me. There's also a link to Spotify where you can follow me, and I put all the songs I play on the show in the playlist so you can listen to the songs without having to listen to me talk. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.